Well, I think right now most people are starting to realize that water is becoming more and more of a dire issue. We've been hearing about this mega drought and statewide water restrictions in California, and I think my film is, it's in a place most people don't go. It's about the Colorado River Delta down in Mexico, but it's very symbolic of some of the shortages that are looming in the near distant future. I was very excited. I showed the film last night at in Denver's IMAX Theater at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, which is a little overwhelming to see your film on a screen that's two stories high. And the audience there was a surprisingly very engaged, very concerned about where water is coming from, how people are using it on policy issues. So that was really interesting to see. Things like, I guess there's some examples in Denver where people were getting fined for not keeping their lawns green, which is pretty crazy considering the water shortages we're facing. And Denver gets 50% of their water from the Colorado River.
Wow, that sounds like maybe it was an HOA rule.
That was an HOA rule. And yeah, there were some gasps when people heard that.
And you've won several awards. Tell me about a few of them, the ones that you find most important to you.
Yeah, I've been delighted that people have enjoyed the film. It's a short 16-minute film, and it was done on a very shoestring budget. Most of it was done on just small cameras because we were self-supported on paddle boards. But I showed the film once to my parents, and then it screened at the Banff Mountain Festival last fall, and it won the best mountain short there. Then it's also won in New York City at a small festival, and then an award at Photos of the Year, Pictures of the Year International, which is a big photojournalism competition. And I'm very excited to have it screen at Five Point.
So what comes next for you and the film, or are you soon to be transitioning onto another project here?
Well, I'm constantly working on different projects, and I'm currently doing a speaking tour for National Geographic. So they have me going all over different cities in North America, which is super exciting, very nerve-wracking, large audiences, like 2,500 people. No matter how many times I do this, I still get totally freaked out. you'd be amazed how sweaty my palms get when I give these talks. But I enjoy talking about issues that are important to me, and I'll just keep doing it, I guess, hopefully spread the word. And I think Five Point's a great venue, too, for sharing stories.
Well, Pete McBride, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thank you, Ace. Appreciate it.